Have a great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Say pee-pee.
And a look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center on this Tuesday, August the 13th. Welcome to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Nice sunny skies, but earlier today, rain was here in the forecast, and the Giants had to practice indoors. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. I'll be joined by Carl Banks momentarily as the New York Giants get set for their second preseason game Sunday night at MetLife Stadium when they take on the Indianapolis Colts. Coming up on the show, we'll bring you the sights and sounds of the Giants' win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, we'll hear from notable Giants, including Prince Amukamara. But to get things started, let's take a look at today's injury report for the Big Blue and those who were not participating in practice. Antrell Roll, who injured his ankle on Monday, out. Corey Webster, still bothered by a groin injury. Demontre Moore missed his second practice in a row because of a shoulder. James Brewer has been out since last week due to a concussion. The same with Cooper Taylor and his hamstring injury. So, Carl, the injury bug, despite the fact that they don't have 2-a-days anymore, still lingers throughout the NFL.
Well, it's that morning after when you play a game. And this is that week where the contact really got live. It was an opponent. It was physical. It was unpredictable and unscripted. So those things will start to happen.
All right, the Giants got a big scare on practice in Monday when Antrell Roll injured his ankle. On Tuesday, before the Giants hit the practice field, Roll addressed the media.
It's a pretty good sprain. You know, I always say if I can't get up and I can't walk off on my own, then, you know, it's pretty bad. But for right now, you know, just from yesterday to today, from today, you know, it feels 10 times better. And just rehabbing and, you know, doing all the treatments as necessary. And just, you know, trying to just, you know, push my way back.
I know Antrell, he is a fighter, and he'll. This will be, you know, hopefully a quick setback for him, and hopefully we get him back on the field soon because he is a, you know, a huge a part of our success, you know, defense and just in the overall team as far as, you know, a leader and a guy that really pumps up this team.
Giants defensive coordinator Perry Fuel said that Antrell Roll is the glue, and Roll did say during his press briefing it was not a high ankle sprain. He's had one of those before. He said it's definitely not that, but talk about the loss of Antrell Roll, at least in the short term.
Well, better now than during the season, and he is, like you said, the glue of that defense. He's their leader, so to have him back and ready to go for the regular season opener is priority number one.
And that's the play in which he got hurt going against Bear Pasco, in which he got and just a little one-on-one deal. And, you know, this was a situation where Roll winds up injuring the ankle, and, you know, he's going to be out at least for the next couple of days. What about Ryan Mundy? He's a veteran guy, signed from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He gets the starting slot now.
Well, it's an opportunity, and that's what happens in training camp when a guy goes down, you look at it as an opportunity to really impress the coaches, and this is his opportunity.
Well, Ryan Mundy, acquired as a free agent, played in 4 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers, had 130 tackles. Another storyline here during Giants training camp is the return of Terrell Thomas, who's missed the last 2 years. Now, on Monday, Thomas was on the practice field, as he was today. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel earlier today spoke about the Monday practice in T2.
Two situations. He was in man coverage, and he did an outstanding job, in my opinion. He showed burst. He showed the ability to come out of a break when he was covering in man coverage. So we're going to take it day by day with him. We're going to bring him along as the trainers and as Terrell speaks to us about how he feels on a daily basis. But it was exciting to see him back in action.
Thomas had a pretty good practice on Monday. Carl, he got beat on a long pass today in practice, but that's going to happen. What have you seen from Terrell Thomas so far?
Well, I think the number one thing you've seen is his growing confidence. A guy who's been hurt with knee injuries for so many times over the last couple of years, watching his confidence grow, you'll start to see more production out of him, and you can see it right before your eyes.
Carl, can he transition from corner to safety? They've used him at nickel corner. They're using him at corner right now, but could safety be in his future?
Absolutely, it could be. It's a similar situation to Jason Sehorn, the former Giants cornerback who got injured and came back and was a very good safety.
All right, well, those are some of the storylines that kind of keep your eye on during trainings camp. And one of the other storylines that we're really focusing on is what the Giants do against the run and how well they run the football. When we come back on the program, we're going to dial into that. Carl's going to take an exclusive look at some coaches' tape from the Giants game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, stopping the run and running the football. All that and much, much more as we come back with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+, and a look from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Still to come on the program, we'll bring you sights and sounds of the Giants' win in Pittsburgh. Carl, the Giants won the football game. Did they show you the physicality that you were expecting in game one?
Well, I think at times, and the key is consistency, but there were some times where you saw the Giants of old, the Giants of last year, giving up big runs and not showing the physicality on a consistent basis.
Well, that's one of the areas in which the Giants are going to have to tighten up. Good news is they held the Steelers to a couple field goals in the game, so they did a pretty good job as far as that was concerned. In fact, the only touchdown that Pittsburgh scored was on special teams. But what about that run defense? Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel talked about it earlier today.
There were some plays that at the beginning of the game that I felt like we could have defended better. We didn't defend them as well. I thought we were anxious at the point of attack. We were reached on the first play and didn't play that as well. I thought later on in the game we settled down. I thought we tackled better as the game went on. When we don't take people to the ground here in practice, I was concerned about how our overall tackling would have been. I did not have a lot of missed tackles in the football game, so I was pleased with that.
All right, here are the facts. If you take out Bruce Gradkowski's run in the first half, the quarterback for the Steelers, the Steeler running backs had 16 carries for 72 yards. That's 4.5 a carry against some of the Giants' starting frontline defense. So, Carl, what we're going to do right now is cue up a play in which the Giants just did not execute in stopping the run, and these are areas that have to get cleaned up.
Yeah, when you take a look at the video here, Bob, you'll see that one guy's out of place. It causes everything down. You get a crash down by Jenkins, and Spencer Paisinger should have been free to run to the ball, but he ran too far inside. Now, take a look at Jenkins. When he collapses the entire left side, the linebacker should be scraping out to make that play, but he went too far inside himself.
So, basically, that play should have gone for about 2 yards.
That play should have gone for no yards. I mean, when you collapse it down and the linebacker is free to scrape, he's right there to meet the running back at the line of scrimmage.
All right, now the Giants, as Perry Fuel alluded to, did execute their run defense as the game went on. And, Carl, you're going to zero in on a mountain of a man, Sean Rogers.
Yeah, Sean Rogers, hashtag physicality. You look at him, double team, no one can move him off the ball. Running back has nowhere to go because Jenkins won't let him move him. And there they are, the rest of the troops just rally.
Now, number 53 for the Pittsburgh Steelers is Marquise Pouncey, and he's the first player in NFL history to make the Pro Bowl at center in his first 3 years in the league. So Rodgers didn't do that against a backup. He did it against the starting center and the Pro Bowl center for the Steelers. Now, the Giants want to run the ball, and they had problems running the ball early. In fact, they had first and goal at the 5 and had to settle for a field goal. Carl, let's take a look at some video of the Giants not executing in the run game.
Well, first and goal again. Here's Victor Cruz. He's a seal block on the safety, but he didn't get his block. And you can see the tackle is made for a loss. And you see on the backside of the play, which should never happen, you've got a guard trying to block here, Mosley, and there's his man making the tackle as well. So you can't break down in two positions at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Cruz did not get a piece of Troy Polamalu, and that was Ziggy Hood who beat Mosley. So that was an example of a poor run play. But now let's take a look at the Giants executing the run. And, Carl, this is just good power football.
Yeah, power football. You look here at the fullback, Donald. He'll come and seal the end man on the line of scrimmage, and Brown will run right off his hip into a clean alley. Here you'll see it. There's your kick out, and there's your clean lane, and that goes for about 6 yards.
So a well-executed play between the tackles, and the Giants need to do that more consistently and stop the run more consistently. Carl, when we talk about the Giants, what about the third back situation for them with David Wilson and Andre Brown from what you saw in the game on Saturday night?
Well, I don't know if Saturday's game is any indication of how they're going to use the guys, because both guys have great skill sets and they have multiple packages offensively. So you'll see Wilson in when they want to pass the ball and or run it. And Brown can be in more passing situations in protection mode when they may go with four wide receivers.
And when you talk about David Wilson, too, it's more than just sort of understanding the assignment. He's got to also be physical. You may know where you have to go, but then you have to have really the courage to stand in there against a lot bigger guys and stand them up.
Well, and that's the key for him. They're not going to stop blitzing him until he picks it up. And once he picks up a blitz, then they have the advantage because now he can go out or he can stand and block.
Does he give the Giants a weapon to be a really good screen team?
Oh, absolutely. He's a swing. He's an arrow pass catcher. He's a one of those dart pass catchers because you isolate him underneath on a linebacker. He's not the guy that's going to catch it and fall down after 4 yards. He catches it. It's about 20 yards before anybody gets to him.
And Andre Brown showed in the game the other night, too, coming out of the backfield. He can catch the football.
Yeah, both guys can catch it. So if they can all block, it really becomes an advantage for the offense versus a defense that wants to blitz and play man cover.
All right, well, we're talking a lot about the Giants' win against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't want to miss it. Our exclusive cameras bring you the sights and sounds when we return to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on MSG+. Live look at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center on this Tuesday night. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Well, the Giants got their first preseason win and their first preseason game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Time for sights and sounds of the Giants' win in the Steel City.
First time out in the field, man. Let's fly around 110 miles an hour, you understand?
Hey, this is game one, man. Happy to be back in this blue, this white and red today. But Giants anyway, I'm happy to be back, man. Let's see what this year start off to be.
Giants on three. 1, 2, 3.
So Hosley standing back at his own 35-yard line, and the punter is Drew Butler, and it's blocked! Giants block it, running it down to the far side, pick it up at the 10, and then tackle at the 5-yard line.
That ball.
So it looked like Linval Judge.
Demontre Moore.
Yeah, Demontre Moore, the rookie, came in and was able to block the kick.
You know what time it is. He won it.
Eli Manning takes the snap on 3rd and 4. Lofts a deep pass down middle of the field. Caught by Cruz. Slips away from a defender. 10-5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz.
Yeah, I think he knocked a little rust off on that play.
All day. All day. All day. All day.
Hey, why didn't you spike it?
Already seen. Yeah, but he was, my mother was coming down thinking it was the hook.
Search a lie. Search a lie. Salsa and chips, baby.
You didn't hesitate to the hook and everything.
It was seen. Good throw to me too. Double team. Everybody had to be open.
Touchback. 1st and 10. Steelers.
Right. I was running. 20-yard line. And I was like, the ball got to be coming to me.
Tried to press me.
I looked up and was right there. I was like, oh!
Center now, the rookie Landry Jones. Where's number 3? Runs into his running back. Fumbles the ball. Dives on it. They pal on him in the end zone. And a safety for the Giants.
Tracy.
You're supposed to be my guy. My guy.
No, you are no friend of D-tackles. You are no friend of D-tackles.
tackles.
Hey, so the question of the day is, was that a bad snap?
I kept running. Yeah,
it was a bad snap, or did you get the sack free?
No,
Sass got it.
That was one, yeah.
You got to keep him in that pocket on 4th and 1, a mobile quarterback. It's not Ben. Now it's a different guy.
Yeah.
So be smart about that. Think about that now.
3rd and 14. The Giant 46 takes the snap, stands in the pocket, hit, and he's sacked. And it is a Jomo.
Up for y'all.
Two more.
Your goon out there, honey.
What's that?
I went. Hey, I want a second guess. You only get so many opportunities.
Let's keep turning up. Great work. Let's keep better and better as we go along, man.
We worked hard. We did win the game. Obviously, we got a lot to learn from this. It's going to provide a little energy, a little motivation. We got a lot of things to look at and straighten out. But outstanding effort coming over here, hanging in there when it wasn't going our way, and finding a way to win. Nice job. Here we go.
Tight now.
This is all about team now. It's all about team. Let's pack up and get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
And that's Sights and Sounds presented by IHIP. Go to ihip.com for your chance to win a training camp sound survival kit. Well, Carl, a good win for the Giants in Pittsburgh. That leads us to our question via Twitter, as we do each and every show here on the program. And the question comes from @BamBamBigginos. How does preparation and focus change from the first to the second preseason game?
Well, you would think that the focus will be better because they've been evaluated, but the preparation, it's still not going to be a great game plan. They're still evaluating players against other talent. But you'll see the players should be sharper because now they've had their first taste of live action.
How important is it, too, to get your starters a little deeper into the game, getting them ready for the opener?
Well, that's the key. You're building to the game opener. So you have 3 games to do it. The first one was a little bit of a start. This one, they'll probably play a half.
And for certain guys, it means limited reps. Guys that got a chance to play a lot in the second half, maybe not as much. When we come back, you don't want to miss our interviews with Keith Rivers and Prince Amukamara as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+.
It's time for your New York Giants Training Camp Play of the Day. Eli Manning looking for Akeem Nicks, Prince Amukamara with the pick. To end practice, Prince knocks away 2 more. That's our New York Giants Training Camp Play of the Day.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. A little more Giants news for you. Running back, fullback out of Rutgers, Ryan DiImperio, has announced his retirement at the age of 23. He was signed at the start of training camp, and he has announced his retirement at 23 years of age. So Ryan DiImperio is no longer a member of the New York Giants. All right, Carl, we saw the play of Prince Amukamara, and on the very first play, he gets a beautiful pick of Eli Manning, step for step with Akeem Nicks.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that's most impressive with Prince right now, he steps on the field ready to play. It doesn't take him a minute to warm up. He understands that he's a cornerback, and on any play, including the first one, it could go for a big one. He's there. They tested him. He gets the pick.
Yeah, and then we saw him late in the practice make plays as well, so that speaks to your point. Ready on every play. So Prince, in his 3rd year, maturing as a player and having an outstanding training camp earlier today, Anita Marks spoke with the Giants corner.
Thanks, Bob. So Prince, you're having a great camp, probably the best camp out of anyone here. What's the secret?
I wouldn't go that far, but this camp, I think just staying healthy and just being able to participate in all the days, I think that's really helped a lot. And just having 2 years under my belt, so I definitely feel a lot more comfortable. And to make a joke of it, I haven't been in the cold tub this year, too, so I'm sure that helps, too.
Well, first thing you said to me when I saw you at camp was that you got engaged. Might that have something to do with it as well?
I have been very happy on cloud nine. Got engaged to my amazing fiance, Pilar Davis, and that's secondary right now. I mean, she's handling all the wedding stuff, so that's a good thing. I mean, I guess women enjoy that.
They certainly do. All right, let's look back to preseason game number one. You only gave up one pass for 4 yards, really didn't come to you that often. You think there's a little respect factor being developed here in the NFL when it comes to Prince Amukamara?
Not at all, only because I don't have any all-pro honors or not a Pro Bowl guy yet. But I don't know. I guess we'll see this season. It's only preseason.
So, Prince, Antrel Roe got injured yesterday. Talk about the importance of having a veteran guy like Ryan Mundy on this roster.
Ryan Mundy seems like he's coming along very fast. I mean, he answers all the right questions in the meeting and asks all the right questions. And he's a very physical player, and we saw that in the preseason game against his former team, the Steelers. So, it's going to be great to have him back there.
Well, continued success this camp.
Thank you.
All right, Bob, back to you.
All right, thanks, Anita. And, Carl, you talked about Prince being consistent in practice. What kind of ceiling do you see for him as a player with his physical attributes?
Well, I think because he's physical, he's not afraid to tackle, and he can cover. It's very high. But here's the key that benefits him going into the opening day. He's competing against some of the league's best receivers right here in Giants camp. So that should bode well when he faces the likes of a Dez Bryant.
And how important is it to just gain confidence as a player?
Well, playing a cornerback is all about confidence and not letting it be shaken should you give up a play.
All right. The Giants secondary seems pretty secure with the Roe injury notwithstanding. The big question about this team going into the season is the linebacker position. And earlier today, Anita spoke with Keith Rivers.
Bob, thanks so much. So, Keith, last year a little bit different. You came in as a backup. This year, you're competing to be a starter. Talk about the difference in camp this year to last.
No real difference. I mean, last year I was competing. You know, I came in as a backup, but I wanted to go in and compete to be in that starting position. You know, there was games I was able to start, and, you know, with Coach Field, there's always packages. So this year's, you know, I'm still competing to have a job.
Well, the linebacking competition is probably the one that's being watched the most by Giants fans. Talk about the competitive nature and how do you guys kind of push yourself a little bit because you guys know that those spots are open for the taking?
Yeah, definitely. You know, everybody's in their books studying. Everybody's but, you know, we got a great group of guys who, you know, support each other. So, you know, you come off the side and guys are coaching each other up and trying to help each other get better.
In talking to defensive coordinator Perry Fuel, he said the number one priority this year for the defense is to stop the run. Do you see you guys doing a little bit better job at that so far since camp started?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's been an emphasis, and, you know, you get what you emphasize, and I think the guys have done a great job of translating that on the field, and hopefully it continues to grow and get better and better each day.
What have you done in the offseason? I know that health has been somewhat of a concern for you. And do you do anything in the offseason this year to help you stay healthy on the field this coming season?
Yeah, I mean, this offseason I did a little less pounding with the weights due to the fact that last year I was a little gung-ho due to the fact of my wrist injury the year before. So I was, you know, I was just 2 and 3 times a day. And this year I toned it down a little bit. And I think it's paid dividends, and I've been able to stay a little bit healthier.
Well, good luck with your competition.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Bob, back to you.
All right, Anita, and the Giants are hoping that the former first-round draft pick of the Bengals in his second year with the Giants can play a key role in that linebacking position. Carl, Dan Connor got some reps with the first team in the middle, former Panther, former Cowboy. What have you seen from Connor that could translate into the Giants' defense?
Well, a guy that has knowledge of offenses, so he's a guy who you would call your veteran. He's your pro's pro at the middle linebacker.
And what about as far as physical attributes, what he brings to the table?
Well, he's always around the football, and he knows how to tackle, and he plays it physical.
Anything jump out at you from what you've seen so far from the linebackers?
Yeah, inconsistency, but that's a good thing because each one of those guys had positive plays last week.
All right, well, we're out of time once again. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thank you so much for joining us. We're back again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on MSG Plus. For another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Good night, everybody.